Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Ebebefe hanging out with you guys on this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Raiders and the Broncos, an AFC West rivalry renewed in the Rocky Mountains. So Nick will rap about that, as well as some other topics from throughout the National Football League. In 20 minutes, we'll get in some NFL awards as we discuss Coach of the Year, Offensive, Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. I think we have a false favorite in Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'll go ahead and say it right now. I don't think Jackson Dart should be the favorite. And we'll discuss that more in depth coming up in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern Time, is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's going on? How are we doing here on this Thursday?
We're doing good, Femi. Always good to have a nice little conversation in the commercial breaks here. We're talking Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. It's fun. Hey, the narratives might be changing a little bit.
So for those who don't know what Bill's talking about, Bill tweeted a transcript from Colin Cowherd's show about saying he would take Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. And, you know, Bill has a big Chicago Bears following, Bears banter, doing very, very well. And Washington Commanders Twitter has found the tweet and it's going great. So let us know what is happening in your mentions. Have you muted the tweet? What is going on? Because nothing pits fan bases together against each other like a young QB debate.
Yeah, no, I have not muted mentions, but they are out of control. I mean, hundreds of comments. The thing's been viewed 200,000 times. I mean, Washington, D.C. media is running with it now. John Keim, the ESPN reporter, he quote tweeted it. A couple hosts from even from the Odyssey D.C. station, they're jumping in on it as well. People do not want to hear that Caleb Williams is better than Jaden Daniels. And look, he may not be, but it's certainly not as black and white as it was their rookie seasons.
Yeah, you know, like last year we all have Daniels. Like, he wins Offensive Rookie of the Year, leads them to the NFC title game. And now, you know, he's been hurt a few times. He's probably going to miss the rest of this season. And Caleb, hey, Caleb's team, only three losses. Maybe they win against the Giants on Sunday. All of a sudden, you can see some of these Caleb people who've been quiet, like Tyler Morales, right, who's been in our show chat for like 18
they get louder
months, talking about Caleb Williams, starting to get a lot louder. So a lot remains to be seen, but a fun story to follow nonetheless. Like, these battles, man, like, just, yeah, they're like, ridiculous. Like,
here's a perfect example. Like, one fan fighting back and going, the only reason that Caleb beat Jaden this year is because of a fumble. Another guy jumps in and goes, who fumbled? Like, it's just like...
These are so crazy.
Like, it's great.
I remember as a Cowboys fan back in 2016, living this with Dak versus Wentz, because it's Cowboys, Eagles, and, you know, like, Eagles fans are like, you know, Wentz is the guy. Dak has all this help and blah blah blah, and like obviously, like, yeah, like, Dak ended up winning that battle there. Yeah. But like, Wentz had the great season in 2017, to where like it went and the pendulum swung the other way, to where like the Cowboys struggled and here goes Wentz looking like the MVP, but then he unfortunately tore his ACL. Like, yeah, these. It gets people going, man. The young quarterback debates. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I wish you and Bears fans all the best in this debate. And hopefully the Bears going to keep winning games, because I am invested in them in different forms or fashion this upcoming season, or this season, I should say. But let's go ahead and get into what we have to talk about on the program today? What's the number one story we need to know this afternoon?
As it usually is, Femi, it's the NFL, because week 10 in the National Football League kicks off tonight. Old school rivalry, the Raiders in the Mile High City to take on the Denver Broncos. Broncos currently a 9-point home favorite over Las Vegas. Total points in this one currently 43. Femi, how are you and others making this one legendary over at BetMGM?
Oh, it's a Make It Legendary Thursday here on You Better You Bet. Absolutely love it. Before we get into the bets, just talking about this game in particular. On paper, this is a mismatch. That's why the point spread is 9. Like, Denver should win this game going away, and perhaps by multiple possessions. I mean, they're favored to win by multiple possessions. The way I'm looking at this game, just bets aside, like, not only is this a must-win game for the Denver Broncos, but I was talking about this with Bill and Nick on the show, or on our call earlier this morning, getting ready for the show. Like, this is one of those, like, must-play-well games for Bo Nix. Like, Bo Nix, I don't think he's good. And you can watch Broncos games. You see Denver's a good offensive line. Sean Payton's a really good head coach. They have a good defense. There's a lot of great surrounding pieces for Bo Nix, to where he doesn't have to be Peyton Manning. He doesn't have to be Drew Brees for this team to succeed. He can just kind of do what he's doing, and they can succeed to an extent. But if they want to get over the hump and win playoff games multiple, like, they need Bo Nix to play better. And if he doesn't play well in this game against this horrendous Raiders defense, that's sounding the alarms kind of worrying. I think that's a, whoa, we have a massive, massive issue if Bo Nix doesn't play well. So, like, just setting the stage for tonight's game, even though on paper, oh, it's Raiders Broncos, it's not going to be that entertaining. I think it is a big time, like, fact-finding mission of, hey, Bo Nix better show us that he is, like, says some kind of capabilities as an NFL starting quarterback, because everyone who does is lighting this Raiders defense on fire, which takes me to my bet for tonight's game. I like the over. And I know I said I'm not going to do totals anymore in the NFL. I'm going to stay away. I don't want to do totals because you never know how these things go. You never know which way the wind will blow, literally, in this case. But I like over 43 because this, to me, feels like one of those games. And Sean Payton, as great of a coach he is, he's got rabbit ears. He knows what the narrative is about his team. He knows what people have been saying about Bo Nix. Like, he knows. He is going to look to make Bo Nix look like the greatest quarterback of all time tonight. I think Denver's going to be airing it out. I think they're going to be pedal to the metal. I think they're going for style points tonight. I think Denver, they could easily score into the 30s. So then, I mean, can the Raiders just get us to 14 points? Can we get to 17 points? I actually think they can. With no Patrick Surtain the second, and we see what the Raiders offense looks like with a healthy Brock Bowers. Like, let us not forget, I mean, I know it's week one, and week one gets wacky. The Raiders did beat the New England Patriots with a healthy Brock Bowers. And then he got hurt in that game and tried to play in like two or three more games and looked like a shell of himself. But now he's healthy. And that offense looked a lot more explosive against the Jacksonville Jaguars this past Sunday. So I think we get points tonight. And the total's at 43. Like, we can't get to 44, 45. Like, this, we're not asking to go over 51. So I like the total quite a bit tonight. I will be betting over 43 between these two teams. But one thing to keep in mind with that, though, ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, he is in Denver and just tweeted about an hour ago saying that wind gusts are hitting at 34 miles per hour, but he said that there's a chance the wind calms down before kickoff. So I wouldn't get too scared seeing that tweet. Looks like it's going to calm down. Nothing was in the forecast of like windy during the night game in Denver. So I think we should be good to go, but just something to keep in mind if it is a little bit windy out there in the Rocky Mountains. All right, let's get to what everyone else is betting with the game, though. 77% of the bets, 82% of the handles on the Broncos laying 9. 57% of bets and 62% of the handle is on the over. I'm with you folks. I like over 43. 52% of the bets are on Raiders money line plus 360, but 90% of the handles on the Broncos money line at minus 475. A lot of money line parlays are starting tonight with the Denver Broncos. As for the most popular player props, fifth most popular, Ashton Jeanty under 15.5 rushing attempts. Fourth most popular, RJ Harvey over 13.5 receiving yards. Third most popular, Michael Mayer over 21.5 receiving yards. Second most popular, Brock Bowers over 64.5 receiving yards. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Ashton Jeanty over 17.5 receiving yards. Most popular anytime TD score, Cortland Sutton at plus 160. In fact, the top five most popular anytime TD scores are all Denver Broncos. So the public likes the Denver Broncos. I like the over. I think we get points in the Rocky Mountains. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Femi, the big news earlier this week with the NFL trade deadline, of course, was the New York Jets. One of the players the Jets sent was Sauce Gardner. He went to the Indianapolis Colts in exchange for two first-round picks. He's been in concussion protocol, but he has cleared that protocol. He is expected to play this Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons, Femi, where the Colts are a 6.5-point home favorite.
Yeah, funny how you clear protocol once you get traded. Kidding. I'm kidding. But good for Sauce Gardner for clearing the protocol. Because, yeah, we're all excited to see what this is going to look like for the Indianapolis Colts. Now, it's not going to be the full allotment of corners. Javarius Ward, he is still on IR dealing with a concussion of his own. That's the concussion that he suffered in warmups before the game against the Arizona Cardinals. But Sauce Gardner at least gives them a nice boundary corner. Like, I know we had Baldy on, which, speaking of another tweet that's going viral, go to the You Better You Bet Twitter account and our clip that we posted from earlier this morning of Brian Baldinger saying that Sauce Gardner's overrated. Like, I agree, but that doesn't mean he's bad. Like, overrated doesn't necessarily mean that the guy is bad. It's just that he's not as good as people think. He's not as good as the reputation, but he's still a nice boundary corner, and it should help out a Colts defense that needs a lot of help in the secondary. But with the point spread, that's where it gets interesting. Because the Atlanta Falcons, they have some injuries on the offensive line. Let's make sure that those are okay before Sunday's game. But I think Atlanta can keep this game competitive. 6.5 is a big number. Like, you can maybe talk me into 6. Now that there's a hook out there, like, this is a bet on the Atlanta Falcons. I'll put a little bit on the money line just because I think Atlanta kind of has that upside with the skill position guys that they have with Drake London and Bijan Robinson, etc. But +6.5 is a bet. Atlanta needs to win this game. This is one of those kitchen sink kind of games. And yes, Indianapolis, oh, they're going to look to bounce back. And the only reason they lost to the Steelers is because of the turnovers. I get that. I understand that completely. But that's fully baked into this market. I don't think you're getting sort of any sort of like discount on Colts in a bounce back spot. In fact, I think you're paying a pretty big tax. So it's Dirty Birds for me over in Berlin. Early game Sunday morning. Let's roll with the Atlanta Falcons +6.5. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, the Tampa Bay Bucs have gotten healthier over the last couple of weeks, but they still have some key players dealing with injuries. Chris Godwin hasn't played since October 5th, not practicing. Bucky Irving hasn't played since September 28th. Not practicing. Now we can add Hassan Reddick into that pile. He's dealing with ankle and knee injuries. He has not practiced this week as well. Bucks have a big matchup this Sunday against the Patriots, and Femi, they may still have some key players out of that one.
Yeah, man, that's a big game that I cannot wait to watch. And also, it feels a little bit to me like this is the... Not like the, it feels like the Dark Horse Bowl. Because, like, if you're going to pick a dark horse in either conference, it's usually Tampa in the NFC. I mean, think about how the Mayfield MVP buzz was going a few weeks ago. Or it's New England in the AFC where everyone's kind of getting hip to, wow, the Patriots are good. And oh my goodness, look how easy their schedule is. Like, these are two teams that folks are really, really interested in. I'm glad that we're getting them facing off each other. It's like a nice little like litmus test for them. I lean towards Tampa. But man, if we get to 3... I wouldn't hate anybody taking Patriots +3. Like, it just, though, feels like New England might be that trendy underdog. Like, you get those every now and then, especially with a team that's been out of sight, out of mind for a couple of weeks, and that's Tampa as they're coming off of the bye. And here's New England just keep stacking dubs on top of dubs. That's what they've been doing all season long. And I feel like people are going to say, oh, man, I can get points with Drake May. He might be the MVP right now in the NFL. I'd be a little bit careful with that thought process. As long as Christian Gonzalez is playing in this game, or if he's not playing in this game, like, I think that would be a really, really big blow for New England. So to me, I'm not betting this game, but I'm getting pretty close to saying, you know what? I might just bet Tampa under a field goal because I do think Tampa's going to win. And what are the chances that it lands on one or two? So if I had to bet it, someone says you must bet it at these current prices, it would be the Buccaneers laying 2.5. That's the bet that I would make ahead of Sunday's game.
All right, Femi, let's move over to the...
I didn't give you the... That's all right. I love Bill on red. That's my bet. I'll tap the chest. Bill, hit me with the next one.
All right, we got it, Femi. How about the Lakers and Luka? The Lakers beat the Spurs last night, 118 to 116. Luka scores 35 in the win. How about the start of the year for Luka? Averaging 40 points, 11 rebounds, 9.2 assists. Lakers are 7-2, a game back of the Thunder for the top spot in the conference. And Femi, in case anyone was wondering, Nico Harrison's Dallas Mavericks are 2-6 in last place.
I mean, my goodness, we're going to get to the Dallas Mavericks a little bit later on in the show. But like, and this is such a pointless exercise of what I'm about to say here, but like, if somebody held a vote for MVP today in the NBA, I think Luka would actually win it. over Wemby, over SGA. The Lakers at 7-2 with LeBron James just dripping in all the outfits on the bench. We have not seen LeBron. Austin Reeves has been banged up. There was no Reeves last night. And Luka doing what he did against his Spurs team, that's actually pretty good. I'm a believer in San Antonio because of what they are defensively. Luka has been on one. And this just goes to show you, because we can all laugh about the men's health cover of the magazine earlier in September. And look at Luka during Eurobasket. He looks like he's in shape. Man, that stuff is for real. Because Luka does look like he's in shape. And an in-shape Luka is a dangerous Luka Doncic. This is a guy that's one of the best, three or four best players in the NBA. And he gives the Lakers a chance to win every single night. And I did see this nugget. Luka last night passed Michael Jordan for most points through the first five games of a season since the NBA-ABA merger. Luka is on one early on, and if this holds up, the Lakers will be dealt with in the Western Conference. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
Little hockey, Femi. Caps beat the Blues 6-1 last night, but the story in this one, Alex Ovechkin scores his 900th career goal. Obviously, he becomes the first player in NHL history to reach that milestone.
Yeah, big ups to Ovi for getting this thing done, man. It's awesome. It's really cool to see. Last year was awesome seeing him break the record, although we were one game off in that from a betting standpoint. That was a fun experience last hockey season. But this was really cool last night. And the Caps, now we don't have to worry about this. Now we can just play hockey and not have to say, when is Ovi going to score 900? They can just think things through clearly, starting tonight when they take on the Pittsburgh Penguins and Sid the Kid. On the other side, let's talk NFL awards and who you need to bet to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.